We've got Brian Bickell on the other end from Newcastle, Ontario, recently retired NHLer, three-time Stanley Cup champion with the Hawks. Good morning, Brian Bickell.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. We'll start this off, and I'll let you know, I am a, everybody knows, I'm a 50-year, more than that, Chicago Blackhawk fan. So everyone that was on that first Cup winner, I have a soft spot in my heart for. And so you, sir, will be in there forever. And first of all, great read on the Players Tribune. You know, obviously you're going through a lot at this point in your life. And you said in the story you want people to remember you not as the guy who is going through multiple sclerosis right now, but for some of the moments during your career. And so I will close my eyes and I will always see you tying the game in Boston before the Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. And for Hawk fans, it's like, oh my God, we're playing game seven too. Wait a minute. Did they just win the Stanley Cup? What was it like in that moment for the players? Because that's what happened.
Yeah, it was, you know, obviously a roller coaster ride there. And, you know, not knowing, you know, you figure you're going to game seven and then you tie it up late. You figure you're going to OT and then, you know, 17 seconds later, you make kind of history and, you know, the ultimate goal to celebrate to win the Cup game.
Obviously, I mean, here you are, and you were a significant contributor to Chicago's victories in winning two Stanley Cups. And the third one, you're no longer that guy, and you can't figure it out. How were your teammates with you at that point? Because they don't know that you're ill. You don't even know that you're ill. And yet this is a very tight-knit group, that Chicago hockey team.
Yeah, you know, you support your teammates, you know, through highs and lows and, you know, their career or in their game or whatever. But, no, there was just something that wasn't right. And obviously, being in 2013, you know, my game was going up and it was just a short amount of time. But then it just dropped dramatically. And obviously, we found out the reason and, you know, we moved on. And, you know, the support that the Carolina Hurricanes and the Blackhawks players and staff and everybody they gave me was, you know, overwhelming.
So in the article, Brian, you talk about the opening of the article in the Players Tribune. And if you're just joining us, our guest is retired NHL player Brian Bickell, who wrote an article on the Players Tribune called The Grinder. And the opening of the article says there was no denying it. Something was wrong. It was the 2015 Stanley Cup playoffs in Chicago. We just lost to Anaheim in game five of the conference finals to fall behind 3-2. There wasn't a big speech in the locker room after the game. Most of us had been in this situation before. Guys weren't feeling sorry for themselves. It was our third straight conference finals, and we were only 2 years removed from winning it all. We knew what we had to do, and we knew how to do it. Everyone was eager to get back to Chicago and force a game seven. Everyone except me. Tell us about that moment, what you were thinking and how you were feeling.
Yeah, I got hit pretty good by Matt Bleski. He hit me pretty good to where we got the wind knocked out of me. And, you know, I end up, you know, I couldn't catch my breath. And then I ended up passing out during that game. And ever since that, I, you know, the rest of the playoffs didn't play. I played one game in the finals to see if I can go. And, you know, it wasn't there. And ever since, you know, basically that day, it kind of, you know, spiraled down. And, you know, it was, you know, a tough moment where, you know, something happened and then you obviously found out the reason, but, you know, happy to move on and, you know, move on to my next stage of my life.
I can't imagine the moment when the doctor tells you, and I suppose it's news that you don't want to hear, and yet at least you finally know what the hell is going on, and then you're sitting in the car and you can't tell your wife, and she goes in, and that moment there that you wanted to be left with because you know the rest of your life is about to kick in, it is an unbelievable time in your life. How has life changed for you since that moment on compared to what you thought it was going to be?
Obviously, you think about playing hockey to the last, you know, given minute. Obviously, getting that news, it kind of, you know, put a you know, hold on the hockey, but then after retiring, you know, it's been different. Obviously, it's you know, something I did my whole life. I gotta, you know, adjust to it. And I know my wife doesn't mind that I'm around more and helping out with the kids, because she was a single parent for the last, you know, 3 years. Because we're always gone on the road and stuff like that. But you know, I'm just gonna enjoy you know, my kids and you know, help them. They're 3 and 1, so they're young, and to see them grow, it's you know, special for me. And you know, you look at you know, what we went through, and me and my wife always talked about turning a negative into a positive. And I think you know, the things we're doing to help out Mass, and you know, now being around the family, it's a positive. So you know, we're gonna go with that.
What do you say the highlight of your career was? I know you won Stanley Cups, but was there a particular moment where you were just as high as a guy could possibly be naturally?
Yeah, obviously, I think the 13 year was obviously the highest in my career. But you go back to the memories of, you know, getting drafted, scoring your first game, scoring your first goal, your first game, hoisting the Stanley Cup. But there's, you know, I've been thankful to have those memories and those things that I always will have. You know, I wouldn't take it back. I know it was a little short, but, you know, for the short amount of time, I think, you know, it was a good run and had a lot of fun at the same time.
And certainly you mentioned you scored on your first shot. You also scored on your last shot. So an opportunity to get out there. And you just know the entire hockey world, anybody that knows you, knows your story, was wishing your last shot into the net. And sure as heck, that's a hell of a way to put a stamp on a career.
Yeah, it was kind of neat to, you know, to get an opportunity and shoot in the shootout, because I've only had one other attempt and it didn't go very well. But, you know, to bump up my average and, you know, look at the career stats and see 50% in shootouts, I can say I'm better in, you know, Taves and Kane. You know, it was a good way. It was, you know, a storybook writing from leading up months ago, and then, you know, getting to shoot in a shootout and end up scoring and hearing that ping going off the post and celebrating with my teammates.
All right. I don't want to pull the veil back too far on the Players Tribune, but I think people want to know, how much is Brian Bickell's writing? How much help do you get in writing an article on the Players Tribune?
I think they, you know, pinpoint right dead on. I think, you know, obviously if it wasn't, you know, a half an hour talk, it was hours and picking my brain. Obviously they worded it a little better than I do, but I think it was, you know, pretty much what I said was what was in there. So I know they put some big fancier words in there, but, you know, for the whole story, that was, you know, what I went through, and I was happy with how it turned out and with the, you know, the great job they did. And I know a lot of people have been inspired by it.
Ryan Bickell, we thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best going forward in your battle with MS, and personally, and for Chicago fans, we thank you for an incredible amount of positive moments and 3 Stanley Cups that you helped deliver to Blackhawk fans, and the fun it was watching you play.
Oh, thanks, Sue. Thanks for having me on again.